Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Heart of Buddhist Teaching by Thich Nhat Hanh offers an accessible, practice-centered introduction to core Buddhist teachings and how they can be lived in everyday life, rather than treating Buddhism as a set of abstract ideas. The book presents it as a path of direct experience that addresses a universal human concern, how to understand suffering and transform it into peace, joy, and freedom. Drawing on Zen insight and clear explanations, Thich Nhat Hanh introduces foundational concepts such as the Four Noble Truths, the Noble Eightfold Path, and the nature of interbeing, while repeatedly returning to the importance of mindfulness and compassionate action. The tone is invitational and practical, aiming to help readers recognize unhelpful habits of mind and cultivate steadiness, kindness, and clarity. Whether a reader is new to Buddhism or looking to reconnect with its essentials, the book functions as both a map and a gentle encouragement to practice in daily life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding suffering through the Four Noble Truths. A central theme of the book is that suffering is not a mistake or a personal failure, but a reality of life that can be approached with wisdom. Thich Nhat Hanh explains the Four Noble Truths as a compassionate diagnosis and a practical treatment plan. The first truth invites honest recognition of suffering, including subtle forms such as restlessness, anxiety, and dissatisfaction. The second truth explores the roots of suffering, often linked to craving, aversion, and ignorance, but framed in a way that avoids blame and instead encourages mindful investigation. The third truth emphasizes that relief is possible, pointing to the cessation of suffering as a lived experience rather than a distant promise. The fourth truth presents a path of training that makes transformation tangible. In this approach, suffering becomes a teacher by learning to stay present with discomfort without being overwhelmed. Readers can see how habitual reactions create additional pain. The book highlights that acknowledging suffering is already a form of courage, and that understanding its causes opens the door to greater freedom. This topic sets the foundation for the rest of the teachings by reframing liberation as a realistic, step-by-step process. Secondly, walking the Noble Eightfold Path as daily practice. The book presents the Noble Eightfold Path not as a religious checklist, but as a set of interconnected trainings that can be woven into ordinary routines. Thich Nhat Hanh emphasizes that the path is most powerful when understood as a way of living, shaping how one thinks, speaks, works, and relates. Right view and right intention support a wise direction for the mind, while right speech, right action, and right livelihood ground ethics in real choices, including how we communicate, consume, and earn a living. Right effort is framed as nourishing wholesome states rather than forcing progress through harsh discipline. Right mindfulness becomes the steady awareness that makes each step of the path visible, and right concentration stabilizes attention so insight can deepen. The book often connects these factors to practical examples, showing how a mindful breath or a pause before speaking can prevent harm and reduce regret. The key idea is integration progress does not require withdrawing from life, but meeting life with awareness and care. By treating the Eightfold Path as a coherent system, readers gain a clear framework for turning spiritual understanding into consistent behavior and inner change. Thirdly, mindfulness and meditation as tools for transformation. Thich Nhat Hanh places mindfulness at the center of healing, describing it as the capacity to know what is happening in the present moment without being swept away. The book encourages simple, direct practices that stabilize the mind and soften reactivity, often beginning with awareness of breathing, walking, and everyday activities. Meditation is presented less as an escape from the world and more as a training in presence that helps a person respond rather than react. Mindfulness illuminates patterns such as worry, anger, and compulsive thinking, making it possible to hold them with gentleness instead of feeding them. Over time, this clear seeing supports insight into impermanence and the conditioned nature of emotions, which reduces fear and clinging. The book also highlights the role of compassion in meditation, suggesting that calm attention and kindness belong together. When attention is steady, it becomes easier to listen deeply, to notice the suffering beneath difficult behavior, and to choose actions that reduce harm. This topic underscores that liberation is not only philosophical, it is physiological and relational. The way we breathe, the way we walk, and the way we attend to others can become the ground of peace and joy. Fourthly, interbeing and the insight of non-separateness. A distinctive contribution of the book is its articulation of interbeing, the insight that nothing exists in isolation. Thich Nhat Hanh uses this idea to make classic Buddhist teachings on dependent arising and non-self feel immediate and humane. Interbeing suggests that a person is made of many conditions: family, culture, ancestors, food, education, and the natural world. Seeing this clearly can shift how readers relate to identity, conflict, and blame. When we understand that emotions and behaviors arise from complex causes, we become less rigid in our judgments and more capable of compassion. Interbeing also has ethical implications. If our well-being depends on the well-being of others and the planet, then caring action is not merely moral, it is intelligent self-care. The book connects this insight to peacemaking, suggesting that the roots of violence include the illusion of separation and the habit of dehumanizing others. By practicing mindfulness and looking deeply, readers can experience connection rather than just believe in it. This topic invites a widening of perspective that can reduce loneliness, soften resentment, and create a stronger sense of meaning and responsibility. Lastly, cultivating compassion, love, and engaged practice. The heart of Buddha's teaching emphasizes that awakening is inseparable from compassion. Thich Nhat Hanh He describes love as an active capacity that can be trained, not merely a feeling that comes and goes. The book points toward practices that develop understanding, kindness, and patience, including mindful communication and deep listening. Compassion is portrayed as realistic and steady, able to face suffering without turning away and without becoming hardened. This approach also links inner work to the world, reflecting the author's broader emphasis on engaged Buddhism, where mindfulness supports ethical action and social responsibility. By grounding compassion in insight, the book avoids sentimental idealism. When we understand the causes of suffering, we are more able to respond skillfully. Readers are encouraged to examine how anger and fear can be transformed through mindful awareness, and how forgiveness becomes possible when we see the pain beneath harmful actions. In relationships, compassion becomes a practical art of presence, learning to pause, to speak truthfully without cruelty, and to offer safety to oneself and others. This topic shows that the fruits of practice are not private achievements, but a more caring way of living that benefits families, communities, and the wider world. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for readers who want a clear, humane introduction to Buddhism, as well as experienced practitioners who want to reconnect with essentials and strengthen daily practice. It is also valuable for anyone facing stress, grief, anger, or persistent dissatisfaction and looking for a path that does not deny suffering but teaches how to work with it. The benefit to a reader's life comes from its practical orientation. It helps translate big ideas into small, repeatable actions such as mindful breathing, ethical speech, and compassionate attention. Over time, these practices can improve emotional regulation, reduce reactive conflict, and build a steadier sense of meaning. Compared to many similar books, its strength is balance. It provides enough structure to understand core doctrines like the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path, while staying grounded in lived experience rather than theory. The writing is widely known for being gentle but direct, encouraging responsibility without shame and compassion without naivety. For buyers choosing among introductory Buddhist guides, this one stands out for its integration of insight, meditation, and ethics into a coherent path aimed at peace, joy, and liberation in everyday life. If you would like to support Thich Nhat Hanh, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.